NBC News. I'm Tim Berg. Interest rates will remain unchanged. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell saying on Wednesday that the policy rate is likely at its peak. He adds that the Fed is committed to its 2% inflation goal, which is crucial to a sustainably strong labor market. This as prices are up at the pump on Wednesday. AAA reporting the national average for a gallon of regular gas is now $3.51 a gallon, up 3 cents from Tuesday. Drivers in California are seeing the highest prices at an average of $4.93 a gallon. President Biden continues his Southwest campaign swing with a speech in the battleground state of Arizona Wednesday. In Phoenix, the president touts United States' investment in semiconductor manufacturing and bringing jobs back from overseas.
Even though we invented the most advanced chips, we make 0% of them today.
With the House and Senate in session on Wednesday, hearings taking place on Capitol Hill, the House Agriculture Committee holding a hearing on the potential danger China poses to American agriculture. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher speaking about the acquisition of U.S. farmland by China.
This strikes me as something that Democrats and Republicans could come together right now in this Congress and solve by passing something like the Protecting U.S. Farmland and Sensitive Sites from Foreign Adversaries Act.
More viewers are tuning on streaming services for entertainment, news, and sports. According to a Nielsen report called The Gauge, February streamer viewership was at its highest in 6 months. It found that over a third of all TV viewership is on streaming platforms. That's compared to just 27% on cable and 23% on broadcast. 37% share of streaming service watchers is the highest since August 2023. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
A Texas law is continuing to be challenged in court. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul explains why Texas is pushing to pass Senate Bill 4.
Because the federal government has failed in its responsibility, that is precisely why my state is saying, look, if you're not going to do it, we're going to do it, and we're going to put the money towards it.
Senate Bill 4 allows Texas officials to arrest and deport illegal immigrants who cross into the United States illegally through Texas borders. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, speaking on Wednesday, saying that he met earlier this week with congressional leaders to hammer out spending bill details before announcing an agreement on the remaining six 2024 budget bills.
These bills will make significant investments for the well-being of our service members, for keeping the U.S. competitive against the Chinese communist government, and more. More importantly, their speedy passage would avoid a senseless and damaging shutdown.
According to the State Department, efforts are continuing to evacuate Americans stranded in Haiti by helicopter. This development coincides with a surge in gang violence within Haiti. The State Department has reported that there are nearly 1,000 Americans currently in Haiti. Helicopters are anticipated to conduct multiple trips from Haiti to the Dominican Republic for evacuation purposes. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.